It's time for Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.
I just crossed the Missouri River. I'm in Oklahoma, South Dakota. Sunday morning, beautiful sunny morning. I'm parked on the bank of Pontoon Lake, which is just feeds into the river or is fed by the river. I'm not sure. I camped at a campground last night. People were friendly. That was in just west of Sioux Falls. Driving across this land, I always imagine what it was like when there were no billboards and no roads and no cornfields and no houses and no towns, when there was buffalo and people who lived by the seasons in the different places. It's beautiful land here, just incredible living earth. Traveling with Chloe the cat and Lasky the dog. They're great at campgrounds. We've been just sleeping outside under the stars, and they both lay down right near me and sort of keep watch at night, and pretty great. I've been listening to the radio as I drive, listening to some of the news programs especially. It's pretty interesting what's going on in this country right now. This financial boondoggle that the Reagan initiatives of deregulation have led to is being completely handled incorrectly by Congress and by the White House, of course. And you watch John McCain campaigning, he's staying as isolated as he can, and he's not really saying anything of substance in his speeches. He's mostly deriding his opponent and avoiding talking about the real issues, which are corporate greed, illegal war, and corrupt government. Obama, who's not perfect, is at least talking some about corporate greed. It's interesting. It's set up so that you feel like you have to take sides because it's binary. And I see both candidates as being quite flawed. But I think if we're going to tap into the resourcefulness and creativity of the American people in order to get this country back on the right track, being a peaceful member of the global community, being a home where people have good food and education and health care and meaningful employment, where people are free to raise their families, where there is not a police state, where government actually serves the people and people in government love the people they serve and love their country. Right now, what we've got is people who just seem to love money and power. If we're going to tap into our ability to do that, we need people who are inspiring, who can rouse people, and who aren't just cardboard cutouts mouthing words that mean nothing but draw on people's worst fears. I don't know what's going to happen. Definitely feel like we're a nation in crisis. My sense from people on the road just stopping is people have been real friendly to me. I'm real friendly to them. That's not always been my experience crossing the United States. Maybe people are feeling that crisis and it's bringing out their best. I've seen that happen before. So I'm going to continue to hope for us to rally with our creativity and our collective genius and our ability to love and be loved and honor and respect. The sun is shining on the lake. The wind is blowing. It's beautiful. Our musical selections for this show, we're going to leave you first of all with some powwow music. Really need that powwow music, especially in this land. This is a place where those drums are beat regularly. People sing out their hearts to creation. Music by Bill Miller. Here's another song that is a cover of a really great tune by Jackson Browne. Two of my favorite female artists, Emmylou Harris and Linda Ronstadt, with their version of For a Dancer. And we'll close with Johnny Damas and Me from John Trudell, just to get you up and dancing.
You've been listening to Stories from the Road with Baruch on WBKM.org.